Jeff Blackman joined here today by Trevor Danner with the Carroll Area Boys Swim Team. He has decided to head to Lindenwood College down in Missouri to continue his education and, of course, his swimming career as well. Trevor, first of all, congratulations, and how does it feel to have this decision done head here in your senior season?
Thank you. I mean, it feels great, you know, just be committed to a school, have already signed. It's just honestly a lot of stress off my shoulders with finding a school that fits me.
With all the COVID stuff and everything going on this year and the inability sometimes to maybe even get to visit like you'd like to, how much extra pressure did that put on guys like you that were trying to determine where you wanted to go for the next 4 years?
Put a lot of pressure on. I mean, just before COVID started, you know, I had so many college visits set up. I had one at Lindenwood, at Morningside, and at Iowa. I was going to visit all three. And then, unfortunately, all those got canceled. I ended up only visiting Morningside and Lindenwood. But, I mean, there's so much opportunity is taken away from so many of these guys, and it's just tough to get places with it going on.
How did you try to still learn about the other schools that maybe you were interested in or that were interested in you that you weren't going to be able to visit?
Having a lot of contact with coaches was big. I had calls like every week with some different coaches out of state, and just texting a lot. Keeping in contact with those coaches is super important. I'd probably send a text a week to coaches, you know, just kind of letting them know what I'm doing and what's going on here in Iowa.
Do you feel like it helped you build a better relationship with the coaches that you were dealing with pretty regularly?
Definitely. You know, having that connection with coaches, like with potential coaches, is just going to boost your performance in college so much more. You already have that connection with the coaching staff, and there won't be that so much of like an awkward phase, I guess.
Lindenwood won out. Did it come down to them in Morningside Beans? You had seen them, or what other schools were still in that hunt for you and still kind of maybe an option for you there before you decided?
So Lindenwood was definitely at my top once Iowa cut their swimming program. You know, I had really planned to go to Iowa, but honestly, I'm kind of thankful they cut their program. Lindenwood is such a fantastic school. It was my first college visit that I went on, and I remember getting back to the hotel that night, and I looked at my mom and I said, "We don't need to go anywhere else. This is where I want to be." But we did end up going and looking at Morningside, and they just weren't quite the right fit for me. So, I mean, I knew since that day that Lindenwood was my spot.
What was it about Lindenwood that sold you so quickly?
First, we visited the swim team. They were in practice. I didn't get to see the head coach right away, unfortunately, but I did see Coach Campbell. He was the first one that I met. He was the first one that I talked to. You know, he met us right outside the pool, and we went in, and all the teams were in the water already. They were practicing, and I mean, just talking to Coach Campbell. I really noticed that the team was determined to do well. You know, we had gone away from the team to talk to other coaches, and I would look over, and the team is still, you know, putting in their work. They're really determined to do well. And I just didn't see that anywhere else. And then also, I know a couple guys on that team, and they had only great things to say. You know, the team is so close together. They bond super well. And honestly, I think that's the most important thing to look for in a team.
What was the conversation with Coach like? What did you guys kind of focus on during that conversation?
Really, we had already kind of talked quite a bit. And, you know, on that day, it was just a lot of questions being asked about how do I get here. How do I really get on this team? What can I expect when I get here? Just stuff like that.
Jake, sounds like you got the answers then that you kind of wanted.
Definitely.
Let's talk about the education part of things for you. What are you looking to major in? What are you hoping to do later on in life?
I'm planning to get a bachelor's degree in business administration with a focus in entrepreneurship. I plan on opening my own store.
What would you like to run someday?
Sneakers. I love shoes, and I love the fashion side of streetwear and sneakers. And there's a very large market for that in St. Louis and Kansas City. So I plan on opening a store in one of those two cities.
Okay. So is it going to be all kind of sneakers, athletic sneakers, combination? What are you looking at?
So like Jordan 1 is definitely a classic shoe, and there are plenty of colorways in that. And then there's, you know, the more designer brands like Off-White and like Balenciaga, Gucci. There's stuff like that. So I mean, there's definitely a shoe for everybody, and you know, I'll have that.
Where did you develop this love for shoes?
Just kind of shopping around. I got my first pair of Jordan 1s ever at the Nike outlet store. And I just kind of fell in love with sneakers from there.
Let's bounce back to the swimming a little bit. You're such a great freestyle swimmer here at the high school level. Is that where you're going to fit in the best down at Lindenwood, or will they switch you into some different events if need be?
They picked me up for my 1500 freestyle, but they also want to develop my 200 free and my 100 butterfly.
Are you okay with those additions?
Oh, for sure, definitely. I'll swim anything they want me to swim, and I'll enjoy doing it.
What is it about the freestyle that you really like, and why is the fly something that it sounds like you could enjoy as well?
I've always swam freestyle growing up, and I think it'll be great to continue doing that. And then the fly, you know, I'm excited for that. Just something else that I'll get to swim. But I plan on, you know, developing everything majorly, and I'm hoping to swim some breaststroke there too.
Okay.
See what happens with that.
How do you work on those things now while still trying to do as best as you can for the Carroll High team?
Just practicing every day, just putting in the work as best I can in the pool, and just kind of keeping everyone else motivated to do the same thing. You know, if everyone's got the same goal in mind, it's a lot easier to get there.
What are the goals for you and the boys this year with the way this season's gone? They've got to be pretty high.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just looking to swim fast, make our state relays again, break a couple more records.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations on Lindenwood heading down to Missouri to further your education, of course, and also your swimming career. We wish you the best of luck this season and down there as well, and we appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Trevor Danner again with the Carroll Area Boys Swim Team. Again, he is headed to Lindenwood College down in Missouri to further his education and swimming career in the future.